Thank you for calling the Clitter Pros. This is Adam, a certified clitter repair specialist. What are the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Adam. This is Tanaya calling from the One Lone Place. I have Lionel Longsworth. He's looking for 3,300, but has some nice vitamins credits. Reported score around poor. Make 80,000 yearly and may qualify for high interest option. Can you assist him for me, please?
How much is he looking for, sorry?
3,300.
Okay. Loan 3,300.
Are you ready?
Give me one second. And he has some high interest rate options, right?
He may qualify for high interest option.
Okay. Friends, come over. I'll take over. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Here we come.
Lionel?
Yes, I'm here.
Lionel, hi. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. Lionel, my name is Adam. That's A-D-A-M. I'm a certified clitter repair specialist from the Clitter Pros. And I understand that you are looking for a loan of $3,300. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So look, you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your credit score was not high enough to qualify for a loan with a reasonable interest rate. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. No, it's not that you're getting denied, right? That's not the situation. The problem that you're having is that the interest rate that you have, it's not allowing you to go in and move on. It's too high. It's not helping you. So what we're trying to do over here at the Clitter Pros is help if, well, see if you want to go in and start fixing your credit so you can have better options and a better opportunity for the loan that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. All right. So the score that you need for a loan of that amount, it's a 640s. Do you know what is your credit score? No idea?
Yeah, mine was 560, they said.
506?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. What was the credit score that you had? Sorry,
I said under six.
Oh, 506?
No, I said under six.
Under 600. Okay. Well, I can barely hear you. All right, and why is it under the 600? Is there something affecting your credit report?
Late payments. I think there's like some medical bills on there, I believe.
I'm not hearing you. I heard 18 and somebody, then I lost you. Can you repeat that for me?
Oh, sorry. It's the TV in the background. Hold on, check it out.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hello? Lionel?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you said what? Sorry. What kind of negative items do you have?
I said some late payments on my credit cards.
Late payments on credit cards. Okay. Late payments for more than 30 days? For more than 90 days? Less than 90 days?
Yeah, less than 90 days.
Less than 90 days. So they didn't go to collections, right?
No.
Okay. Perfect then. All right, and the loan that you're looking for, what is it for?
Debt consolidation.
Debt consolidation, okay. Okay, so look, here at the Credit Pro, there's two things that we can go ahead and help you out with. There is credit repair and there's credit building. Credit repair is going to help us on removing those negative items that are affecting your credit report. And credit building is going to provide you with positive credit, like credit cards, loans, trade lines, installment accounts, positive credit. Either or the other, the credit bureaus, they are going to go ahead and respond through whatever we're doing. Let's say if we start the credit repair process, the dispute letters. If we start the credit building process, the positive reporting. Now, We need to first verify what's happening on your credit report so we can go ahead and determine what's the help that we can go ahead and give to you, if it's one or the other. So we're going to have to attempt a soft pull. This soft pull, it's a free consultation. It has no cost to go ahead and check it out. It's once again totally free. Obviously, what does have the cost is our credit repair service. So if you're going to start fixing or building your credit, well, right there, it does have a cost. How much does it cost? It all depends on what's happening on your credit report. At the moment, this is just free information, so we can go ahead and see how we can help you out, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have here a little bit of your information. I have Lionel Longworth as first and last name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what's going to be your date of birth?
August 29th, 1981.
August 29th, 1989?
81.
81, okay. August 29th, 1981. Okay, once you go ahead and get enrolled in one of our credit repair programs, we're going to start sending dispute letters to remove the negative items off, or we're going to provide you with positive credits. Either or the other, the credit bureaus are going to respond to your mailing address. What will be your street address and your zip code?
13201 Southwest 19th Drive, Miramar, Florida, 33027.
All right, can you repeat me the street address, please?
Sure, 13201 Southwest 19th Drive.
19th Drive?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and see if it's a correct one. So I have 1321 Southwest 19th Drive, Hollywood, Florida, 33026, correct?
33027.
3027, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go and see if it's a correct one. In the meantime, the best number to reach you out is this one that we are using.
Yes, that's my cell phone.
All right. The email that we have over here, it's firstlastname@gmail.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And okay, so look, the mailing addresses for the credit bureaus, they are going to respond to you the physical mail. And over here at the Credit Pros, what we're going to go ahead and do is the emails and the text message is going to be through those two, right? And in order for us to go ahead and pull the Equifax report, I'm going to go ahead and ask for your social. Can you provide it to me?
594-304052.
Let me repeat it back. It's 594-304056. Is that correct?
No. 594-304052.
52?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go ahead and repeat it one more time. It's 594-304052, correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. What I'm going to do next, I'm going to go ahead and verify all this information just to check out that everything is correct. If everything is correct, I'm going to ask you 5 security questions. These 5 security questions are questions that only you know. They're very easy questions for you, and they have the option of none of the above or does not apply. So if you think it's none of the above or does not apply, please choose it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so there are only 3 security questions. This happens when there is something wrong or it's just giving us 3 security questions. So let's go ahead and see if you can answer them. First question is, your credit file indicates that you may have a bank card open in March 2022. Who was the credit provider? So have you ever had a bank card from BB&T Corporation, U.S. Bank Corp, Capital One Financial Corporation, or Barclays PLC?
Capital One.
Capital One Financial Corporation. Okay. Have you ever paid for an auto loan around June 2022 from one of the following companies? Fair Lane Credit, Gold Key Leasing, R&R Auto Sales, or Jayhawk Acceptance?
It should be Honda, but if you don't see Honda, there should be...
if it's Honda, it's none of the above. That's the option that I have, so none of the above.
Yeah.
All right. And next question is asking if you have a student loan. Do you have a student loan?
Yes, through Nomad.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, to student loans. All right. So it's loading everything. In the meantime, let me go ahead and quickly tell you that the goal here at the Credit Pros is to strengthen your credit so you can go ahead and achieve your goals. We are going to be doing all the work for you, sending it out targeted dispute letters, challenging the negative item that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts on the credit report. Okay, perfect. Here it is. I'm seeing your credit report, and I'm seeing the negative item that you have. So look, today you have a credit score of 514. 514. That's the reason that you are having the option that you have a high interest rate, right? So this score it's too low. So it's preventing you from getting the loan that you're looking for. You need 126 more points to reach out the 640 that they require. Now, how we can go ahead and help you out for the situation that you're having? Here at the Credit Pros, we have a tool which is for loans. It's called Loan Wizard. Loan Wizard is going to go ahead and ask you, first of all, well, to go ahead and have everything straight, right? You're going to go ahead and download our app. In our app, you're going to find the financial tool that we have for you. You're going to see the credit repair service that we're doing for you, everything, right? In the area of resources, you're going to find 16 tools, 16 to 17 tools, depending on which program you fit into. And one of those tools is called Loan Wizard. A Loan Wizard is going to ask you, what is the credit score that you have? 514. How much are you looking for? So you can go ahead and put that you're looking for 3,300, 35, a little bit more, a little bit less, whatever you're looking for exactly. Once you go ahead and do that, it's no longer going to be you looking for the loan. It's the loan companies looking for you. So they're going to start sending you the different type of loan offer that you have available. So if you were looking for, let's say, 4,000, they're going to give you options in 35, 3,000, 25, the 4, 45, around the 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
Once you go ahead and find the best option for you, you're going to click on it, and it's going to tell you all the information of the loan. How much is the interest rate? How much are you going to end up paying for how much time? All that information. If you like that option, you click on it, and it connects you to that loan company who is willing to work with you based on your credit worthiness. If you don't like it, you jump to the next option. I recommend you to check out at least five of those options so you can have a better understanding of what's the difference from the first one and the fifth one. So that's my recommendation, right? But if you like the first one, go ahead. Now, this tool gets activated as soon as you start fixing your credit. If you don't fix your credit, well, you're not going to have access to it. What I mean by fixing your credit? On your credit report right now, you have 400 inquiries, which are four attempts of getting something on credit. May I ask you, what were you trying to apply for?
I think it was a personal loan, I believe. Like a debt
personal
loan.
Okay, let me go ahead and see. Okay. So they're actually old. We have one from Advantage Credit, Rick Case Honda, American Honda Finance, and Capital One Bank USA. It was the 7th of April, 6th of August, 6th, I'm sorry, 16th of August, 16th of August, and 25th
oh, yeah.
of March.
Yeah, that's when I got my card and credit card.
Okay. All right, so actually, they're supposed to stay in your credit report 1 year, 1 to 2 years, actually, and 2 years is too much. Normally, it's just one. So they're disputable. Here's the problem. Each time you apply for something and somebody runs your credit, it's going to drop your credit score. So right now, it's a soft pull. No worries. This is not affecting you. But if you apply for something, it's going to go ahead and drop your credit score a couple of points. Now, you have four hard inquiries. So in the year, you're supposed to have less than five. What does this mean? You still have one more opportunity to apply for something on credit. So be careful with that. Either request a soft inquiry or don't try to apply for something until we go to remove these negative items. Once you jump to the sixth one, it's going to be an automatic denial. Okay?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Moving on. You have 11 reports for late payments in 30 days in the past 7 years. So these 11 delinquents, they're called delinquents, they are potential derogatories. A derogatory is another late payment, but it's a late payment on 60 to 90 days. So besides that, you already got reported 11 times for late payments in 30 days, you can go ahead and get reported another 11 times for late payments on 60 to 90 days. If the late payment has more than 90 days, it goes to collections. So at the moment, you have 15 negative items affecting your credit report, four hard inquiries plus 11 delinquents. These 15 negative items are giving you a 61% on late payments. The 61% on late payment is putting you in the 39% on time. So you're reporting right there that you're 39% sure that if somebody gives you a loan, you're going to pay them on time. So it's not making you look good. Probably it's not true. Probably you are a good payer, and I can go ahead and tell that because you have four credit cards. That's, I believe they're not being paid at the moment, but if you have four of them, it's because somebody gave the opportunity for credit, right? So probably you're a good payer, you're just having a bad moment. That's what I think, right? I'm not assuring that, but that's what I think. But anyways, so the loan is to go ahead and pay those credit cards or is for something else?
Yeah, it's for those credit cards.
Oh, okay. So you can go ahead and use it. So all right, so look, let's start from the on-time payment percentage. Is there something that you're paying on time right now? Like a cell phone, or if you have a credit card that you're 100%, Netflix, Amazon, anything that you have under your name that you're making payments on.
Yeah, like my Amazon and my Netflix, yeah.
Okay, so if you have the payments history of any payment that you do month to month, just choose one, the best one for you. We can go ahead and use that to report it to the three credit bureaus as an on-time payment percentage. So go ahead and fix this 39% that you have on time to a 100% on time. So the next person that runs your credit is going to go ahead and see that you're 100% sure that you're going to go ahead and pay them back. So that's the first thing. But what about if they do see that, but they're seeing that you have 11 late payments on 30 days and that you've been denied, oh no, not denied, that you've run your credit 4 times already. So for those negative items, what we're going to go ahead and do is force the deletions of all the negative items that you identify as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, unverifiable, or harmful accounts in the three credit reports. So we're going to gather all these negative items, start to dispute them, to take them off of the credit report. And the first respond is going to be in the next 30 to 45 days. In the next 30 to 45 days, you are going to be receiving it through the mailing address that you just provided. And once they are removed, the credit score that you have is going to go ahead and heal. It's not going to go ahead and increase. It's going to heal. What does it mean by heal? It's going to go ahead and put you back on track. It's going to put you back where you're supposed to be. How do we improve it from there? We can go ahead and improve it from there with the credit card that you already have. Once you drop them to less than the 30%, it's going to build positive. If you want another credit card, we can go ahead and give you another credit card. Hopefully you don't. But if you want another one, we have a tool for credit cards. The tool that we have for loans, you can also use it to go ahead and build your credit. How do you build with that one? By using less, sorry, by making the payments on time and end up paying the loans. As simple as that. That's how you build credit with credit cards. So far, I know it's a lot of information, but do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, perfect then. All right, may I go ahead and ask you, with the credit that you have, it's enough or do you want more credit?
I think I have enough.
Okay, perfect. So I'm not going to go ahead and put you in a credit building program. I'm going to go ahead and just leave it with credit repair with the things that you have already and put you in the prosperity program. The prosperity program has actually two discounts for you the day of today, or two offers to be more exact. What's the discount? Before we jump into pricing, any questions regarding the negative items? What we're going to go ahead and do? How much time does it take? Anything that you want to go ahead and ask?
No, it makes sense.
Perfect then. Okay. So the program that you're fitting into, the Prosperity Program, has two offers. One is from us, the credit pros, and the other one is from the loan company that you were speaking with. Now, where is it at? Totally lost it. Here you are. Long story. Okay, the original price of the Prosperity Program is 119. That's the original price. That's the price that it always is. It's the price that it always going to be. That's the one that you're going to find on the website. 119 months to months, right? The first offer that you have from us, the credit pros, is instead of doing 119, it's to go ahead and get started for simply $99. And it's going to stay at $99 month to month. How much time? You make the decision. If you want to go ahead and do it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, 6, it's up to you. The recommendation of the company, it's always 6 months, but it's the recommendation for everybody. Somebody who has a 300, 400, 5, 800, or 7, it's always that. As soon as you feel satisfied with the new credit score that you have, you can always opt out. It's okay. That's option A. Instead of 119, you can leave it at 99. Option B is if you want to go ahead and get started the day of today, but you don't have enough funds, you're looking for a loan, you're looking for money, you're not trying to pay money. We totally get the idea. We no worries. You have a second option where you can go ahead and get started for simply $12 with 95 cents. With $12 and 95 cents, you initiate the day of today. It starts the day 3rd, and we give you until the day 17th to go ahead and do it for your first month. So on the day 17th, it's your first month for the 119, the original price. 3 days before the 16th, 15th, and 14th, I'm gonna send you a text message to see how you're doing, just in case if you need more help, if you need to rearrange, if you need to go ahead and do whatever you need to do. Give us a call back so we can go ahead and help you out. Customer service, they're a very nice person. They can really help you out. So you have those two options. You can either start for 99 or you can start for $12.95, scheduling the 119 for the day 17th. May I go ahead and ask you, well, which one would you like, or would you like one of those two?
Yeah, can we do option B?
Option what, sorry?
Option B.
Option B for the 12.95. Okay, the 12.95, it's not going to start half of the program. It's not going to start one third of the program. It's going to start the full program. It's going to go ahead and get the job done, and we're just going to be waiting, well, for the first month until day 17. And okay, in order for us to go ahead and process, well, any type of payment, I'm going to go ahead and ask for a method of payment, which could be a Visa or a MasterCard. Which one would you like to go ahead and use?
It's gonna be a Visa.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to try to process 1295. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text and a welcome email with 5 steps that we need to follow together. The most important step is the third one, where it's to create the password. I need to tell you the specific needs for the password so you can go ahead and move on. And obviously, I'm going to stay in the line with you. So in order for us to go ahead and process the payment, I'm going to ask for the 16 digits, expiration, and CVV. Starting with the 16 digits, I'm ready when you're ready, okay?
Yeah, give me one second.
Okay, no worries. In the meantime, let me go ahead and quickly tell you that if you want to invite somebody in the future, it's going to give you a $50 discount. Right now, it's only you?
Yeah, it's only
me. Oh, it's only you, okay.
Here's my card. Let me know when you're ready. It's 4403-9310-1252-4501. August 2024, and then
DVV
is 571.
Let me just go ahead and repeat it back, because once I put it in the system, I'm not going to be able to see it anymore. So it's 4403-9310-1252 and 4501. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You said it was the expiration month 08, year 2024, and the CVC, it's 571. CVC or CVV? 571, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
I'm going to read you the credit card disclosure. If the card is locked, can you go ahead and unblock it? And it says, once the payment is accepted, the $12.95, the second set of fee of the 119 will be charged on what day? The day 17th. The day 16th, the day 15th, and 14th, I'm going to send you a text message to see how you're doing. If you need more time, please let us know so we can help you out. It's okay if you have a late payment. Just let us know. And we need your and your month-to-month fee of the 119 will be starting on each day, 17th. Right now, we need your authorization in order to process an until payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictated the card resulting in the decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment, and we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Repeating that last part, we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Before I process your payment, do you have any questions? The last question that I have for you is the if you have somebody else. No?
No questions. No.
Okay. So let's go ahead and see if it passes through. If it does, I'm going to send you a welcome text and a welcome email. We're going to follow the 5 steps together. Give me 1 second. If it's loading everything. Okay. Awesome. So the payment did pass through. Congratulations on joining on the Credit Pros. We are really, really excited to get you on this journey for this healthier credit score. What is going to happen next? You are going to be receiving that welcome text and that welcome email. My mistake, you're going to be seeing 2 texts and 2 emails. It's the same one. I sent it twice, accidentally. So tell me if you received it. It says, welcome to the Credit Pros, log in ASAP.
Yes. Okay.
Perfect. All right. Welcome to the Credit Pros, log in ASAP. All right. It's going to tell you to click on the blue link. Can you go ahead and click on the blue link?
Yes.
Perfect.
It says error not found.
Error what?
It says error not found on the blue link.
Error not found. Okay, let me go ahead and send you another one. Give me 1 second. That's something that's not supposed to happen. Okay, tell me if you received a new one.
Okay, I'm in my
Oh, okay.
No, I'm in my email. I see. So I just click yes to all of this stuff that I'm reading.
I'm not sure what you said. Can you repeat that?
No, I clicked yes. There's like a lot of forms now.
Oh, well, first of all, it said, welcome to the Credit Pros, login ASAP. You clicked on the link, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing it's going to tell you, by the state of blah, 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 the agreement of service, a lot of information, the payment that you just did, you're going to go ahead and scroll all the way down,
yeah.
down, and there's going to be this check mark, which is the agreement of service, and it's going to go ahead and be next step.
Next step. Okay,
the next step is to go ahead and see the personal information that you have. Is everything correct?
One second, because Okay, yeah, personal information.
Okay. Verify that everything is correct. Oh, you're writing the password? Okay. The password has to have one capital, 8 characters, and a special character. It could be, actually, it could be your last name, get the dollar sign if you want, or whatever you want to go ahead and put.
Okay, it says next step.
All right, did it accept the password? If it did, you're going to pause right there.
It says where you live, put in that information, and address. Okay, next step.
Oh, okay, no worries. Just pause right there 1 second. If you're ready in the next step, just pause and go move to the next step, okay?
Okay, I already moved to the would you like choose items you'd like to dispute.
Oh, okay, you're a couple of steps ahead. So no worries. Just pause it right there, leave it aside, no worries, do not move. What's next to do is we're trying to verify that everything is correct on my side, and it appears that everything is correct. Everything is correct because you just verified on your side. But we have to check on the system side now. So that's before we go ahead and proceed. So don't jump to the next step. You already did, but it's okay. Just leave it right there. Now, I'm gonna go ahead and put Ace. Ace is a computer. It's not another agent. It's not another person. It's a boring computer. It is, but it's extremely important to listen to the entire message for the account to go ahead and get set up. Now, do not disconnect. Just hear the entire message. It's like 1 minute and 40 something seconds, less than 2 minutes. Just leave it on speaker and hear it out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 1 second. Okay, there it is.